Oh, huh? The mellifluous bass tones.
Isn't it beautiful? It's beautiful. Derek Smalls, years and years ago, started a band called Spinal Tap, the band that changed music forever. What a bassist. What an incredible bassist. Now he has his own album, Smalls Change, and he joins us here to talk about it. Derek, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Couldn't be better.
Congrats on the solo LP.
Thank you. That little segment you play in there would give people the idea that maybe it's just solo bass for 52 minutes, which it's not. It's a big old rock record with a lot of the great people in rock and roll on it, as well as a symphony orchestra from Budapest, because it's fast, cheap, and very good.
Sure. Yep.
So there's a bit of soloing there. You heard me in a bass duel with Michael League of Snarky Puppy, but that's the introduction to a grand epic song on the record called When Men Did Rock.
Mm. You know, a bass player is probably one of the most utilitarian positions, don't you think? If you're a good bass player, you're always needed.
You're always needed, but you're never respected.
Oh, really?
That's the irony. Well, it's like when you go look at a house and you say, well, it's a beautiful bedroom, and look at the windows, and it's a great roof. Nobody says, what a great foundation.
Yeah. But you need that foundation, don't you?
Exactly right.
You need it. Right. Why the decision to come back, Derek? What was going on that you said, I got to get back out there and play some music?
Well, Dap had played the Glastonbury Festival in England to about 130,000 people in 2009, and then wow. Wembley Arena in London. And I thought, well, here we go. And then the phone stopped ringing again, and I called the phone company, and they said, no, it's not us. And I was, you know, at sixes and sevens, I went to the Netherlands and did some television, and then went hung out with a friend of mine in Albania who had a near-death metal band called Chainsaw Vermin. And I would sit in for a while with that, but I thought, this is not where it ends for old Derek, being sit-in bass player for Chainsaw Vermin.
Yeah.
So I got a grant from this British fund for aging rockers, and they allowed me to do this project. And they said, what's your idea? And I said, well, my idea is you give me money and I make a record. They said, no, what's your idea? They said it twice as if it meant something.
Yeah.
And I thought, you write about what you know. What do I know? I know I'm getting older. And they said, great, that's a great idea. So this is an album full of songs about what time gives and what time takes away and what time leaves the same as the years themselves get older.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Small's Change, it's out and about now in stores. It's at iTunes, Amazon. When's the big tour happening? The Lukewarm Water Live, an adventure in loud music.
The tour has started. We did New Orleans, Louisiana with the Louisiana Philharmonic a couple of weeks ago. So it was the premiere, not only of the music, but it was the initial launching of the inflatable pink torpedo during Big Bottom. And we will be going to Pittsburgh, Atlanta, and Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center with the National Symphony. And that's the first leg of the tour. And then we hope, like the spider, to have many legs.
Do you still get nervous, Derek?
Yes.
Do you?
I got nervous before talking to you. I was listening to the woman on the radio talking about overperforming.
Yes.
that made me nervous.
Well, that shouldn't make you nervous.
There's a song on this record that deals with that, as a matter of fact. It's called Memo to Willie. And Willie is... And it basically, my position, I'm not knocking one of your advertisers, but my position is, before you take a pill, just give him a stern talking to.
A little chat session? Yeah.
A pep talk, if you will.
A pep talk,
yeah, exactly.
All right, so all these musicians are coming together. It's probably an honor for them to play with you, Derek Smalls. You've got Peter Frampton, Donald Fagen, Rick Wakeman from Yes, Dweezil Zappa, Joe Satriani, David Crosby?
Yeah. We have the two great curmudgeons in rock, David Crosby and Donald Fagen. And we brought them together and made them nice.
What, Derek, if I may ask, what is your relationship like right now with Nigel and David from Spinal Tap? Do you talk to them? Do you see them?
I don't see them. Nigel's in the countryside in the south of England raising miniature livestock.
Oh.
He started with horses. And, you know, guitarists are such extreme personalities. They're the people who fly too close to the sun, get their wings singed, and then have to get sun cream applied to the wings back down on Earth. So he got the horses so small he couldn't find jockeys to ride them.
Oh, yeah. No, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's what I hear. But I did send him the record, and he said, you know, well done, mate. And I had told him, the door is open if you want to play on it. And
yeah.
He said, I don't use doors.
He doesn't use doors.
And I don't know if he was being literal or illiteral. David... It's a bit different. He communicates with me only through the post because I can't do the internet. I was addicted to it.
Oh.
And so I took therapy for that.
Oh.
And so I get these letters from David that are just full of Chinese pictograms, which I can't read.
So just Chinese pictograms? That's it?
Yeah. So I don't know if he's saying, let's get the band back together, or good on you for doing the record, mate,
yeah.
Or I'd like the dim sum for three and the duck on the side.
I see one of the songs is MRI, featuring yes. Dweezil Zappa. Have you had a bunch of those?
I think everybody who gets to a certain age has had a certain familiarity with that particular machine. And the journey that the song takes you on is from what everybody feels when you first go into that tube, which is, bloody hell, I'm not getting out of here. Somebody turn on the lights, you know, and stop that racket. And then all of a sudden, as a rocker, you realize... Blimey, they're banging me head for me.
Yeah. How about
it's
that?
Good to know.
How
now I want
that?
An MRI for
yeah,
some reason.
Well, we all do.
You see?
Derek, for those of us who, yeah. So many of us, Wendy and I included, we grew up listening to you. I mean, you're part of our growing up process. Tell us something about you, about Derek Smalls, that would surprise us or shock us. What can you tell us about yourself that would shock us?
Aside from having been internet addicted, you mean?
Yeah.
I thought that would shock people.
That does shock me.
No. My mum left the family at the age of four to join an all-female orchestra called the Hottentotties.
you were four?
And that shocked my dad, and then therefore it shocked me.
Yeah.
And so I'm passing it along to shock you.
Has it worked? We're shocked. Has there been any reconciliation between you and her?
No, never.
Nothing.
Never heard from her again. Huh. But you know, I don't do psycho anything. But it occurs to me, I went into music maybe to make some kind of spiritual connection with her.
Oh, I bet. That's amazing. True. Yeah.
Have you kept in touch with any members of Lamb's Blood? Of course, they gave us the Whole Lotta Lord song, the Christian rock.
Yes, that got to number 25 with a halo on the Christmas page. Haven't heard from them lately. You know, I remember them fondly. They were the very clean-cut chaps. They're still playing the megachurch circuit, as far as I know.
Who have you not worked with, Derek? I mean, Wendy gave us the list of people who you work with on this album.
And Paul Schaefer's on there, too.
And Paul Schaefer's on there. So many great names.
Yeah.
Who have you not worked with that you would love to work with at some point?
Sir Mick.
Mick Jagger?
Sir Mick, Sir Paul.
Yeah.
You know, the knighted ones. The knighted ones I haven't worked with. I've worked with some dukes, but not the knighted ones.
When is Sir Derek happening?
Well,
will you be knighted?
You should ask the Queen.
I mean, she won't take my calls.
Time is running short, I can say that. If she's going to do it, she should do it quickly.
We're a little torn up in UK culture, Derek. There's a lot going on in the UK culturally. Are you going to the royal wedding? Have you been invited to the royal wedding?
I have not been invited to the royal wedding. Yeah, I'm not that much of a monarchist, actually.
No?
I think the money is better spent on the British Fund for Aging Rockers, frankly, than on the, you know, just maintaining a palace. I mean, who gets to see that? The tourists do, right. Yeah.
And I just want to be clear on this, because you mentioned this earlier. In the UK, they subsidize aging rockers? They give money toward you?
Yes. It's the money that was left over from austerity, they just, you know, had to for grants to aging rockers to keep the culture alive.
That's fantastic.
We're part of the culture, you know.
Sure.
And 100 years from now, people will look back and say, what happened?
Yeah. Yep.
And we should be able to answer that question.
Yep.
Honestly.
Smalls Change is the debut solo LP from Derek Smalls. It is available now in stores, iTunes.com, Amazon.com. And are you coming to Chicago on this tour that kicked off?
We would love to. We're going to cities with symphony orchestras. Do you have one?
Yes.
We do have one, yeah.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, you should put in a good word for us with them. We'd love to come play with the Chicago
Symphony Orchestra.
CSO, yeah.
Yes. Yes, we would love to. As I say, we're on the first leg of the tour now, but there will be many legs.
Derek, an honor to talk to you. We've been fans forever and we'll continue to listen to and love your work. It's Derek Smalls, the bass player that we've all admired over the years. His new album, Smalls Change, is available right now. Thank you so much, Derek.
It's extremely available.
It couldn't be more available.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much.
Say hi to that armadillo for me, okay?
Will do.
Okay, perfect.
Derek Smalls, everybody. We'll take an honor and a pleasure. We'll take a quick break. We'll get you some news, and then there's more show ahead. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.